Mr. Miliband belongs to Britain's ruling Labour Party, and its economic policies have become the source of fierce debate. Under former Prime Minister Tony Blair, the Labour Party captured the centre ground of British politics. It won three elections by shedding its tax and spend reputation and by appealing to the middle class. Its new leader, though, Prime Minister Gordon Brown, has responded to the financial crisis with policies that remind some people of the old Labour Party. NPR's Rob Gifford explains.
Ruling Labour Party's announcement that it would confront the current economic downturn by borrowing much more now and raising taxes later set off a firestorm of debate in Britain, not least on the floor of the House of Commons.
The fact is that this Prime Minister has given us the debt levels of Italy and the accounting practices of Enron.
Leader of the opposition Conservative Party, David Cameron, launched a full-scale assault on Prime Minister Gordon Brown's pre-budget report, or PBR.
Isn't the real lesson from this PBR this? The country is going bankrupt, he's been found out, and New Labour's dead.
Yeah! That accusation has struck a nerve in a Labour Party which rode the economic wave for a decade, based on the way it transformed itself in the 1990s under Tony Blair, away from its socialist roots.
Psychologically, I think this is a major turning point, very important.
Polly Toynbee, commentator at The Guardian newspaper.
There's no doubt that the New Labour settlement meant never laying a finger on the rich, praising them, sticking up to them, and certainly promising never to tax them more. It's been in all three of Labour's winning manifestos that they wouldn't raise tax on the rich, and now they've done it. So that seems to me to break a very important taboo.
Breaking that taxation taboo is just a part of a whole raft of measures implemented by Gordon Brown, not least the nationalisation of several British banks. Critics say he's pushing too far to the left with his government interventions and his higher taxes. But members of Parliament on the left wing of the party, like John McDonald, are very pleased with the recent moves.
They're the first very small step on a road back to the principles of the Labour Party. The credit crunch has brought about a complete review of where we're going as a political party. So it's the death of New Labour and the reassertion of the Labour tradition and principles of a planned economy.
Most independent analysts say that is overstating it and that Labour will never go back to the days of a planned economy. What's clear, though, says Tony Travis of the London School of Economics, is that both parties are moving away from the centre.
What we've now got is the Labour Party inching leftwards, the Conservatives inching rightwards. And that is a big change because nobody knows exactly where it will end up in the way they don't know, frankly, where the economy will end up. So there is a great deal of uncertainty. And I think politicians, like economists, are now using different parts of their brains to the ones they've used for some years. And whether you like it or not, it is actually intellectually interesting, and certainly for them it is, if it's a bit scary for the rest of us.
In the end, much will be decided by the voters in towns like this one, Rochester, just outside London. Part of the traditional Conservative or Tory heartland that was persuaded to support Tony Blair and elect for the very first time a Labour Member of Parliament at the last three elections. But after all the economic problems of the last year and the changes to New Labour in the last weeks, it seems the Labour Party has lost any chance of getting one shopper, John Spurgeon's, vote.
I think we must put our faith back into the Tories. They seem to have some better ideas at the moment.
Further along the high street, shoppers Doreen Williamson and Cathy Skinner show just how hard it will be for Gordon Brown to win the next election.
There's no way that anybody in their right mind would vote for Labour these days.
I've got some friends that did vote Labour and they said they wouldn't do it again.
That signals an important change in Britain, away from the political centre, back to the more traditional battle lines between right and left in British politics. Rob Gifford, NPR News.